שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם בנושא בניין
Hello, we're reading selected excerpts from בעל הסולם on the topic of the future society. We'll continue from excerpt number 28. You can ask questions on Kav.TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
We need to first of all understand the author. He is in the end of correction. He attained all 125 degrees. He reached adhesion. Dvekut. He reached love of the Creator. He reached receiving the light of Chochmah, the light of Chassadim, completely. He's writing from this height. He's not writing like a landlord in this house, in this world, or a philosopher from university. He's writing out of his attainment. And attainment means that he received the essence of creation, the purpose of creation in the spiritual vessels, not in his animal brain, mind. So, of course, it appears to us could appear to us very strangely, very unusual, unaccepted by our own minds. But we need to try to agree with him and see how distant we are from him, but it's worthwhile for us to make a small effort and see the future reality that could be revealed to us through his eyes. It was revealed to him, and to us, not yet. So it's worthwhile to make an effort.
Excerpt 28. This is from Baal HaSulam's newspaper, The Nation. Briefly, we can say that we must set up such dissemination scientifically and practically that will be certain to install in the public opinion that any member who does not excel in altruism is like a predator, that is unfit to be among humans, until one feels oneself within the society as a murderer and a robber. And if we engage in that, kind of dissemination systematically, we will not need such a long-winded process. As Hitlerism proved that in a short time, an entire country was turned over by propaganda and absorbed his weird idea.
So what does it mean towards us? Again, the first excerpt. Don't play with it.
Briefly, we can say that we must set up such dissemination scientifically and practically that will be certain to install in the public opinion that any member who does not excel in altruism is like a predator that is unfit to be among humans, until one feels oneself within the society as a murderer and a robber.
Period. Can we start treating one another in the ten this way?
Niv.
No, why not? Anyone who doesn't love, hates. Anyone who doesn't give, steals. Anyone who doesn't embrace, beats. From one end to another. Otherwise, it's not felt that we're doing wrong. Is that clear? Niv. Give him a mic. Why did you say no?
Because it's uncomfortable, inconvenient for the will to receive.
I agree with you. You're a good kid.
Thing is,
no, hold on. You came here to give pleasure, to delight your will to receive. Then you didn't understand where you are. You should run away. It's not the place for it.
So the friends will tell you that
let them say whatever they want to say. You should get out of here. Anyone who Yeah, we're throwing anyone out. We understand it's a long path. And working, facing up to it gradually gives us the right vessels to tolerate it. But what can you do?
Rabash writes, you only have to multiply love and the light reveals the evil. I don't have to show the friends how flawed they are. If I do that, one judges through his own flaws.
Yes.
Accordingly, I cannot tell anyone that he's a robber or a murderer or a beater. Because if I see him as such, then it's a sign that I am such.
Don't you want them to treat you in order to correct yourself?
Want it? Sure. But I don't want it to come from the ego.
No, we're not talking about the ego. We're not talking about it. We're talking about how we all decide that in order to highlight our current state, the true state that we want to be, even more clearly, we begin to be more sharp in our observations.
But this sharpness needs to come through the light, doesn't it?
No. We accelerated. We hasten the darkness. We bring the dawn.
By increasing the light. Working on connection, working only on the right line.
And by that, I don't increase the connection and the right line. If I do it,
I assume it can be done, but I don't know how to do it, because if I begin to do that, then I will begin to turn that into ethics.
No, incorrect. You're right that it's possible together, I'm not saying, but it's incorrect. If we agree in our society that we begin to look more precisely at the friends' participation in various things, in connection, and how each one needs to awaken the society to bring the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the goal, we obligate one another, yeah?
Through example. And that's it. If I wish to awaken the group, the society, I awaken them through my example, and that's it. I don't come to the friend and tell him directly, why didn't you do this or that?
I didn't tell you to do it this way, but we agree that we have to give an example to one another. We need to give note to the friend.
You mean illumination?
No, I don't have light.
Or a comment?
No, a comment.
To comment the friend
from the group, from the side of the group towards each and every one, so he would feel that he's not giving enough. Is he not interested in that?
So how do we comment correctly?
That's a different question, how to comment.
I'm the gabai this week, and there's one in every 10. That's his job exactly, to make these comments. How do you make a comment in a way that the friend will understand it's for his own good?
How do you do it as a gabai? You send a clarion to the group, generally. You don't talk about someone specifically, because you can't correct the person as an individual. Rather, the whole group has to think about each and every one, and how much can we raise each and every one, and together all of us. We must take care of it. How else?
So how do I begin to pay attention to all those things? Books, the people who come late, all sorts of things that are for the benefit of the
friend. There's one problem here of importance. Everything you said is there's no importance. So you need to awaken the importance in them. That's why you're a gabai. How do we awaken importance? Look for ways. When we all talk about it 4 times a day, you're in contact, right? Other than the morning lesson, yeah?
3 times.
3 times. Oh, and at noon you listen to the... Okay. Okay, 3 times. It's not nothing.
Yeah, but to go back to the excerpt, he seems to talk against the ego here, awakening in him negative feelings, robber, murderer, etc.
this person himself should awaken himself, should do it by himself, should see that if he's not adding to the society, he's stealing from them. That's how it is. If I am not adding to the society and I'm one of the ten, then there's no havaya. They will receive nothing. And it's my fault. And it doesn't matter that I'm to blame. Rather, they do not advance. The Creator doesn't receive from us. How should we work with it? Specifically, when the society awakens me, I'm interested in being awakened by the society, and not that I will be left alone, quietly. Constantly, there needs to be an awakening. Look what Rabash writes. The greatest of the friends, the greatest of the Creator. I'm a zero, and this and that. The constantly move things around.
So we go back to the awakening being by way of positivity, right?
Yeah.
Line, importance.
Yeah, so what?
Because it sounds from the excerpt we read that when you need to cause the friend that to feel that if he doesn't bestow, he's like a predator.
How do you do it? By finding the material, studying the material where it's written that if you do not add, you steal, you take away. And then we understand again and again, slowly, gradually. Otherwise, how else? Don't let it be. You expect it to happen by itself. No. Okay.
But how to squeeze the importance all the way? Because I could be in a gathering of friends in a lesson, even in Zoom meetings, and I don't come out completely inspired and with importance. It could be routine.
Doesn't matter. Even if it feels like a routine, it drips in, it comes. You can't do anything here. You could try to bring some feelings into it. One time we agreed that during the daily call, we decided that at 5 p.m. we meet, and each one has to bring of himself at 5 o'clock an excerpt, a verse, a line with which he hopes to awaken the friends to tears or to laughter, or joy, like that. To obligate. I owe the society. I owe it to the society. Don't wait for the upper light to shine to me and then I'll be obligated to the society because he awakened me. This is not an awakening from me. We seemingly expect that, but whereas my deficiency, my preceding deficiency. Compose questions, all 10 of you, for a meeting. How much we miss the greatness of the Creator, the feeling of the Giver. But in such a way that I will feel a lack in it, a pain that we don't have it, hunger for it. Such things. And then everyone thinks that each one has to bring a line from himself, not from existing verses, from himself. Such a sentence that expresses from the bottom of his heart his feeling according to the topic.
Ken.
If the ten doesn't manage to come together three times a day,
it doesn't matter. One time, Rabash didn't write three times a day. We didn't have the phones for that. Who had it? You didn't live in the time when there were no phones. When I came to Israel, then the union, the workers' union, was in control. You had to be 10, 15 years wait on the line to maybe get a phone. You know, you get an apartment with a phone. That's like another room. That's what they made out of the country. You know, that's the whole thing. Now go vote for them again.
So, if it's difficult for the friends to, because of real constraints they have to connect three times a day, would you recommend to maybe everyone come to a single time a day or two to minimize it?
The ten. It's recommended they'd be together. But sometimes you want to talk. Yeah, I mean, just not gossip, of course. But you want to talk with someone else. I'll talk to. I choose Neve. Talk to. I don't know what I have to talk to him about, but I don't know. But let's say. So I call him, but in a sense, it's the same topics as much as possible. But has to be open to everyone. God forbid there shouldn't be any wrongdoing. That boat would not overturn. Has to be with everyone.
I give you a picture. A person works with customers in his work. He doesn't have time for Zoom meetings. He goes to the seminary at night. He doesn't have a connection to the ten besides internally. What's this measure of altruism that he can give to the ten, like he writes here?
If he disseminates kind of strongly, he arranges them into a ten, even if he doesn't know. He's included with the audience, and they begin to work like with a ten, even if they don't know about it. There were such times as well.
So, not necessarily you always need that physical connection with the ten. It's enough that you have a morning lesson and then dissemination in the evening, and maybe you don't even have contact of speaking to them.
I see many people before me on the screens, yeah? Asia, Tallinn, Riga, United Europe, Netanya, Moscow, Kiev, New York, who, you know? Peter. Many. I don't feel far away from them. I don't know them by name, but I also don't know people here by names. I forget all those things that have to do with, other than the inner sensation in a person, everything else I don't feel. I don't remember also. So it doesn't matter. But nevertheless, for the sake of individual progress, there has to be a 10 next to you. There has to.
You mean physically, people?
Yeah, I'm very sorry that I don't have such a thing like that. Because if I go join a 10, we're not equal anymore. They can't accept me, really. They begin to lower their heads right away. It's not good. Not for me, not for them.
But what does it give me that you see another body or 10 other bodies?
You begin to cancel those bodies. You begin to see the man before you.
So you can do it anyway, no? Without the...
No. The fact that you cancel his form and connect to to the man in him is different than not seeing them physically at all. Our world is very important. This form is very important to us. There's no other choice. There will come a time. Yes, Gilad.
Said two things. First of all, the whole lesson you were talking about feelings and being in this, and it seems like the 10 is a collection of efforts above all the states to be in the right place. And then we talk about actions. So clearly, the actions either come from a state the person is already in, or he's doing them in order to reach that state. So, I understand what Mushi's asking, that we basically always need to be feeling the 10. Then actions either come from it or lead to it.
This is true.
Now, I have a follow-up question. When there's a friend in the 10 who's in a medical condition, or say some state that where he really needs power to overcome, what's the right kind of help? What's the right attitude?
All of us in his place.
What does that mean?
Seemingly everything he's got, we want to divide that burden between us. We want to divide that trouble, that load that fell on him between the 10. First of all,
what does it mean, like to picture that you're in the same state he is, or what? What does it mean to take this heaviness?
What did you say? Which Daniel? Oh, imagine.
What does it mean to carry that burden?
We want that every problem, as I don't even know what the problem is, maybe I can't know what the problem is. I want to understand it. It's not my business. I simply want to take it upon ourselves, and the Creator will take care of it. Because He can be revealed only in the 10, and not more, not less. This is Havaya. We can establish it, and in each Havaya, the Shekhinah dwells, the Creator dwells. We want Him to take care of it. He's the doctor for all the problems, all the troubles in general, and we want to bring this to him to take care of it. And who are we? That friend, the needy friend. It's not the friend who needs it, we are the needy ones now. Our 10 cannot exist until we save him. We are saving ourselves, really. That's it. We must think this way and pray. You know what we're talking about. In each and every 10, there are the different cases. Okay.
If we're talking about connecting to the points in the heart, it's all simple. The work is simple. We feel the center of the 10, it's all good. If I begin to look at what each one gives to society, I go into such fury and anger that...
But what are your 10?
Inside the 10, yeah. If I look at everyone's contribution to the society, I have such a anger and criticism that...
Why don't you have a meeting on it? Sit and check. Each one give as much as he needs to give to the 10. You should disclose your attitude. I think you're not giving this and this and this and that. Let's talk about it. Correct me. I want to be with you in my heart and soul, but that's what bothers me. This is my criticism. I can't do anything about it. I understand that love needs to cover all transgressions, but I can't. So where will I take the love in order to treat you with love, even though I see all those crimes in you? Talk about it in this way. What's up? You can't escape those things, but out of the scrutinies, you'll advance. You just have to come out of the meeting, as Rabash writes, with the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the tank, greatness of the friend, an embrace. There's nothing more.
The attitude of the friends doesn't change toward the group if you see that.
Try to talk about it, but in a way that in a controlled manner. You have a device that no one else has. if you discover anyone else working with tens like us, or more or less, let's meet them. Maybe we can learn from them. I don't know. This is such an instrument, such a device. If you come to it, if you master it, everything opens up to you. You receive the key to the heavens in this world.
I want to say something, Rav. In terms of contribution to the society and to the group, if we don't touch that, everything's fine. We advance, we draw the light that reforms, we enjoy it, we connect. But we can't advance in doing dissemination, strengthening the group, in anything. There's a complete paralysis in that. If we raise that, I see no one's doing anything, and I go into such anger that it's indescribable. This paralysis of friends towards the actual activities towards the group.
To the group? Or
the ten, the group, doesn't matter. They're not willing to give of themselves in terms of roles and dissemination. And just talking about connection and enjoying the light that reforms, that's fine. Everyone will flow until the final correction. But to make actual...
Until the end of correction means forever, without any correction.
Yeah, so that's it. That's what I'm asking about. What do you do? How to come out of this paralysis?
You decide on a certain order of actions, and one by one you try to keep them. There's no choice. Otherwise, if you can't do anything in your tent, check what's happening in other tents. Maybe there the situation is better. Try to see how they do it. I don't think that this kind of state exists in every ten. There are differences between tens. There are differences. Okay, I see that there's no... It's a new topic. Yes, Niv?
Yeah, following the words of Eyal, so maybe there is something that can help his 10 and every 10 maybe. Today at 7 p.m. we start a new kind of duty in the group.
7?
Yeah, after the lesson, and then there is dissemination duty in the tens.
What does it mean?
It means that some of the tens will receive an announcement that they are on duty, and then they will come here as a ten and do some activities that have to do with dissemination, like inviting people to campus courses or handing out flyers or things like that. And what's special about that it'll be as a ten, and it'll be daily, meaning every day different tens will do it, and it'll be like a rotation among everyone.
Try it. Of course, it's beautiful. We're done. Sorry.
Following Gilad, if we have such a state, like for instance, usually there's a state in the 10 where, you know, some friend or two friends are really sick, and some people say, you have to drive him, we have to bring him, we have to take him to the hospital or whatever. And there's the other side that says, let's sit and think and pray. So how do you balance it?
There are those, and there are those. There are those for whom it's easy to get up and do. There are those for whom it's hard, but nevertheless they prefer to get up and do. And there are those who have to divide the load in a certain way. Each one, whatever he prefers to do. One prefers to do what's easy for him, what he can do. The other prefers to do what's not easy, what he can do, and but he will do it nonetheless. The calculation is...
But the problem is it causes friction and bad thoughts about each other, and why did I say this and he's not doing that. And, you know, in short, what would you tell us in the 10 to think about whatever a person decides to do? I choose not to go with him to the hospital. I choose to sit here in the lesson and think about him. What do I do in order to be accepted? And another one who's pushing and saying, let's do, let's this, let's that. And it's also causing arguments. And how do we reach the point where we accept each other correctly?
to accept the other correctly will be possible if you have the quality of love. Do you understand? And until then, you have hate, whether it's concealed or revealed towards everyone. Don't even dream of accepting him beautifully.
So that, I would say, takes us back to the first lesson. What is love?
No, it brings us back to hate. You need to understand it's a result of our pride, of our self-love. And we need to understand that this is so, and to try and be above it. But above it, meaning I don't conceal it again. I see my sins before me always, and I know that's how it is, and I try to be above it. When I can, okay. When I can't, okay. But it's always before me.
This thing too I need to do with the 10, because I myself cannot overcome my opinion at the same time.
Please, do it for the 10.
So what do you recommend in such a state when there's such a friction to do in this moment? What do you recommend? I am on the phone, there's a friend who's sick, some yell this way, some yell the other way. What do we need to do in order to find what's common, or there's nothing common between us? I don't know, or that love you talked about. What do we do now when everyone's kind of...
You need to talk all the gabais, all the tens, I don't know, away, arrange between you. I mean, connect between you, this entire audience, let's say. It can be the same around the world, but it doesn't matter. They can join us. And write to me a few such problems, and we will have a serious workshop on it. Please. You know, until tomorrow, I have no problem. I'm just asking the sound department, fix my monitor, please. Otherwise, I thought to just leave, to walk away in the middle of the lesson. And tomorrow I'm going to do it, if it's not going to be fixed. And if every day is the same, I'm not willing to tolerate it, number one. Number two, this switch before the reader is off. It's malfunctioning for months. When are you going to replace it? If you are working, fine. If not, then no, we'll call on someone else. But you can't just sit in your place and do nothing. And with that...
The Tree of Life lesson. You're invited to watch the live lesson with Rav Lightman on KabbalahGroup.info, 5:30 p.m. Israel time. And All as One, the Kabbalah La'am Congress in South and North America. We invite you from May 17th through the 19th to Latin America, Monterey, and in New Jersey, May 23 to the 26th. Go to Kabbalah.info/Congress for details. And introductory course to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're invited to introductory nights towards a course in the wisdom of Kabbalah. This will be on March 25 in several cities in Israel. If you're around, call 1-700-509-219. Cost is 30 shekels. Or go to kab.co.il for details. Let's sing a song.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness.
this broken path will end the misery.
We'll end the misery.
I'll give you all I have. I'll be your shoulder.
I'll be your shoulder.
Always around. Just hold on to my hand.
Just hold on to my hand.
And I won't let you down. Won't you please?